Hello there. You still have work to do. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. Let me help you pick those up. Yes, of course I've noticed you. We do have a lot of regulars that come in, but your book piles have been the tallest and most impressive by far. I'll admit, I've been curious about what you're working on. Ah, your thesis. And you finished it. Yet you've still been here nearly every day. You've been coming to see me. And why would you be doing that? You think I'm strange? That's a bit of a rude thing to say, don't you think? Oh, I promise there's nothing special about me. Here are your books. Do make sure you put them back in the proper place. We closed a while ago, but you're well aware of that. I sensed you the moment you came in, Dove. I just got tired of waiting for you to show yourself. We can't have you crouching behind that shelf all night, can we? That doesn't seem very comfortable. There you are. I suppose I'm correct in the assumption that you aren't going to let this go. Tell me then, why are you here? Ah, you're just curious. Of course, it's late at night in an empty building, and you've come here to be alone with a strange man. You've put yourself in quite a vulnerable position. I feel like you're taking things too far to satisfy a mere curiosity. I see. So now I have to ask you. If I prove your suspicions correct, what exactly do you plan to do with that information? You don't know. Are you telling me you came here to confront me, suspecting what I am, without any plan whatsoever? And you did that alone? Does anyone even know you're here? No one. Are you quite sane? I'm sorry, I think my reaction is warranted. You do realize that most of my kind are very, very dangerous. Yes, my kind. You're a smart girl, though. I'm questioning that at the moment. I'm sure you've figured it out. Tell me, what do you think I am? Where did all that bravado go? You're right. I'm a vampire. Though, I do find the term a little crude. What? Not expecting me to admit it? Was that much easier than you were expecting? You really didn't think this through at all, did you? Come here. Sit across from me. Little Dove, being half a room away from me isn't keeping you safe. I could control your will completely, delve into your mind and know your every thought. I could drain the life out of you in seconds. Hypothetically, You were doomed the moment you stepped in here alone. But I have no desire to do any of those things, so come sit with me. Maybe we can save that curiosity of yours, and you'll stop doing things that make me question how you've survived as long as you have. Well, you're looking appropriately nervous now. It's actually pretty refreshing. Well, you have questions? Ask me anything. How I knew you were here. I do have very good hearing, but I'll admit it was your scent that revealed you first. You smell... well... delicious. It filled the room when you walked in here that first day. I was, admittedly, completely disarmed by it. That was the real reason I started paying attention to you. Though it's true that I enjoyed watching you work, too. Don't worry, I won't eat you. You have much better self-control than I'm sure you've been led to believe. You know, the scent of someone's blood can reveal a lot about a person. It changes moment to moment with your mood, your physical state. Your blood in particular is very expressive. I don't even need to look into your mind to know how you're feeling. I smelled every single emotion that you felt tonight. Apprehension, shock, fear, curiosity. But there's something new there. I also smell arousal. Speechless, for once. Maybe it would be best for you to go home tonight, after all. We can continue this conversation tomorrow, when there are people around and this place doesn't feel so intimate. No? I did promise not to eat you, and I won't. Not like that. But your scent was incredible before, and right now, it's utterly intoxicating. It's been a very long time since I've been so tempted to have a taste of someone. You want me? Do you realize what you're asking for? I feel the need to remind you, I'm not human. You say you're fully aware of that, yet. What do you smell? I can't. Okay, little love. Come here. Get on my lap. Thank you. sacrificed you. All of you. Come up. Lie down on the table. That's right. Let's get these off of you. God. You are exquisite. These breasts. Yes, keep going. Just like that. me all of your pleasure. Every drop, every shudder, every moan, I need all of it. Won't you? Oh, give it all to me. Is it too much now? Shame. I've got you. I've got you. Thank you. You took it so well for me. No idea. Your scent is something else but the taste of your pleasure. I think lifetimes could pass and I wouldn't tire of it. Are you alright that wasn't too much? Yeah. You still want more? You want me to fuck you? I'm not sure I should. You really don't grasp the effect you have on me. The sound of your blood rushing through your veins as you came in was like... it was calling to me. Begging me to have a taste of you. To claim all of you. I'm not sure losing control around you. No, I'm not thirsty. It's not like that. I'm not afraid I'll take too much, but you want me to. You're sad. You mean it, don't you? You don't even know. Come. Bend over the table for me. Look at me. You change your mind, and I'll do everything in my power to stop. You're sobbing wet. So ready for me. Fuck. Fuck. You're so tight. So hot around me. You feel incredible. That's right. Take it all the way inside you. That's alright. It's only us and you get tough. You can be as loud as you like. Can I go hard a bit? Will you take a little more for me? Oh. idea to believe. I was just content just being in your presence. Content to just bask in your scent. When I could have had this. Blood. Of course. No, I've never felt anything like that. Never tasted anything like you. Are we still doing those questions? All right. Ask away. No. The sun doesn't burn me. My eyes are just a little sensitive. No, I don't know why the garlic thing started either. Garlic farmers, I presume. I'm fairly confident the dislike of garlic breath isn't vampire-specific. Where in the world did you get that idea? You're tired. We should get you home. You keep yawning in the middle of your sentences. It's not really helping your case. I'm not letting you spend the night here. I am still the head librarian, you know. Nonsense. I'll take you home. It'll be much faster than getting an Uber. If you don't mind inviting me in, that is. Yes. Of course I'll stay with you. I'll stay with you as long as you like.